Bioremediation to save soil, the 19th of March 2024. Bioremediation of soil is a viable alternative to landfilling, especially for larger volumes, due to the equipment and time required to achieve the desired result. Bioremediation is a branch of biotechnology that employs the use of living organisms, like microbes and bacteria, to decontaminate affected areas, removing contaminants, pollutants, and toxins from soil, water, and other environments. The practical application of bioremediation spans a wide range of environmental challenges, such as pollution from petroleum hydrocarbons, heavy metals, pesticides, and various other organic and inorganic contaminants. EnviroServe's Industrial Services Manager, Henko Swart, notes that there are two types of soil remediation. In situ, the treatment of contaminated soil where it lies, and ex situ, where it is excavated and taken to a suitable area for treatment. The treatment method is the same for both approaches. Bioremediation agents and nutrients are added to the soil, which is then watered to the correct level and aerated to introduce oxygen, before being monitored as the good bacteria grow, Swart relates. We then maintain a healthy environment for these good bacteria to do their job of reducing contamination. Remediation is not always possible, and the length of time it takes to achieve the desired results depends on the level and type of contamination. The remediated soil can be reintroduced to the area it came from once the desired level of remediation has been achieved. Swart explains that successful remediation is confirmed through verification analysis at an independent laboratory. In certain cases, remediation is cost-effective, but due to the zero-waste-to-landfill drive, EnviroServe has seen increased numbers of requests to assist companies in achieving these goals, even when it is not the cheapest option. This is a win for the environment. He adds that soil remediation cannot be done on an active site, as this would lead to recontamination. In situ remediation usually takes place in areas that can be isolated for the duration of the remediation period. There are legal protocols that need to be followed during remediation, in which EnviroServe is well versed. The remediation plan required for each project is determined by data collected from sources such as a waste analysis, alongside a detailed assessment of the contaminated area, Swart elaborates. So, next time you have any soil that is destined to go to a landfill, consider bioremediation. This eco-conscious approach can give soil a second lease on life and minimize damage to the environment.